Afternoon Theater. Himself, a comedy play for radio by Anthony Gray. A fantasy set in a strange world, inside the human body. This particular body happens to belong to an up-and-coming young business executive, known to the living cells that serve him as himself.
There you are, Super. Calcium estimates to maintain 206 bones, 29 teeth, and 20 finger and toenails in good order for himself during the coming month. All present and correct, sir.
1046. Since you are new here, I should perhaps remind you, it is not appropriate for a cell in the calcium products unit of parathyroid subdivisions to employ military terminology.
Ah, no offense, Super.
Hand me the calcium estimates, please.
Be my cellular guest, Super.
Thank you. It seems I must also remind you that a head of department does not expect to be addressed by an abbreviation of his title.
Oh, sorry, Supervisor Parathyroid Subdivisions.
I will not tolerate sarcasm in my department 10047. Supervisor will be sufficient in future.
Yes, Supervisor.
Oh, by the way, you might make a note that we may be losing one, if not two teeth in the near future. This will, of course, affect future estimates.
Oh, a couple of himself's molars, Dickie, are they, Super? Heard something from upstairs, have you?
Central Executive has informed me that we're to have an inspection of the two relevant teeth soon. They've been giving some trouble. File a copy of this report you've done in the cabinet over there.
Rightio, Super.
Himself, indeed. Upstairs. Young pups have got no respect these days. My father would turn in his grave if he heard such language in his department.
Report filed correctly, Supervisor. Between cacogastric disorders, types of, and cartilage tissue, recent growth rates.
I'll study your report at my desk. It is vital that we derive maximum advantage from calcium output at this time, in view of the two malfunctioning teeth.
Oh, my God. Get him. We won't use any expression except the royal or pontifical we, will we? Silly old fool.
Have to drive you mad.
Steady on, 47. He's not such a bad old buffer. Don't push your luck.
Not a bad... You're dead right. He's not a bad old buffer. He's a silly old...
Hard mass, I'm sure.
47. For heaven's sake, watch it. Super's looking straight over here.
Oh, don't be an old worry, Guts. I can butter him up. Now, look, watch me appeal to his age and superior experience.
Where would you say we are now, sir, please?
I beg your pardon, 47.
Where are we, sir, please, now?
Those calcium input gauges on the wall are flickering in a certain repetitive way. The lights in the ceiling are swinging slightly but regularly, and if you look closely, you'll notice that the graph on carbon dioxide levels by your desk is tilting gently back and forth.
Oh.
All that indicates a rhythmic travel. To one of my age and experience. So I'd say we're in the 852 Liverpool Street. Quietly reading our newspaper, I shouldn't be surprised.
Stroll on. Quietly reading our newspaper, did you say, Super? I thought we were coming apart at our cellular seams then. What's himself up to, then?
We are given, as you'll become aware, 47, when you've had as much experience as I've had, to occasional bouts of sneezing. This, however, is no cause for alarm.
Bless you, old chap. Can I say it now? Have you really finished?
Yes, I think so, for a bit anyway.
Thought you were going to come apart at the seams of those well-cut city pinstripes, huh? Most impressive display of sneezing I've witnessed in years.
Yes, I do tend to get a bit racked.
Well, you don't look after yourselves, you know, you bachelors. That's your trouble. If you had a wife to take care of you, you wouldn't catch colds like that.
Oh, it's not a cold. It's hay fever. I get it regularly every two or three years about this time.
Really? But I say, you know, there's no need to look quite so worried about it, old chap. People don't usually die of hay fever, do they?
No, I suppose not. This may sound strange, but you know, these bouts every few years have almost always coincided with some cataclysmic event in my life.
Really? Good or bad?
Well, both. I had hay fever the day I broke my left elbow, my collarbone, and my right shin bone in the school gym display. I had it again the day I missed a plane to South America, which crashed on the way there.
Good heavens.
Yes. And the last time I had it, I pulled off a deal on a newly built block of flats in Spain, which made me £100,000 profit in one afternoon.
Incredible.
Yeah. But the block collapsed into a pile of rubble before midnight the same day and lost me twice as much.
Watch out, I think I'm going to...
Ye gods. There we go again. Hay fever, you say, Super? I'd believe you if you said we'd gone raving mad. You think our head's still in place?
You're pushing it too far, 47.
Hello? What have we here? Red cellular figures bearing gifts?
Go and sign for that consignment of oxygen 47 and count to make sure they only take away the same number of calcium drums.
Your word is my command, O parathyroid supervisor.
Just put your signature on this clipboard, young fellow, me lad, for another growth of oxygen capsules.
Right, Colonel. And how are the heroes of the Red Corps today?
Yeah, not so much of your cheek, young man. Red Corpuscular Delivery and Transportation Service personnel to you. We may do a menial job, but the Union doesn't allow us to be insulted. And don't you forget that.
Oh, flipping egg. Another old fool standing on his dignity. I hope he trips over it at the next corner.
What was that, 47?
Oh, nothing.
Hey, what was that, 47?
Is that all you can do, you dim string of cellular material? Sit there with your mouth open asking, what's that, 47?
No, but what was it?
Well, in addition to the hay fever, mate, it seems likely we're becoming afflicted with what himself would term hiccups. Watch these walls for hints of further horrendous convulsions. We must have been on the binge last night, I should think.
013, do the hourly gauge readings for me, please.
Certainly, Supervisor. Gauges 1 to 10, all steady on their norms at 9 a.m. check, Supervisor. No trouble.
Thank you, 13.
The ancient futility rites of the parathyroid subdivisions. I'll die of boredom, I know it. Nothing ever happens in this wretched department.
Now, what could that be?
It's more lads of the White Corps sailing up the canal outside in their amphibious assault craft, actually. Off to the front to fight the foreign foe. Lucky devils. At least they see some action.
Really, 47? Where exactly are they off to, these lads of the White Corps, who should more correctly be called the White Corps?
Well, there's been a bit of trouble up on Napier's Neck. It's been on a few days. Small invasion of foreign bods. Getting under our skin a bit. A little local conflict, you know. Himself, I believe, calls it a boil, or some such quaint term.
Do tell us more, 47.
Well, we lost a few cells. It's mostly cleared up now, though. Now, these boyos will just be mopping up. Their CO's in a bit of a flap, apparently. Just when he wanted lots of fresh air to help him seal off the area, himself goes and bangs something called a plaster on it. Upstairs, they're trying to get it torn off.
How interesting, 47.
Yeah, well, you know what upstairs are.
We can only advise and recommend...
LC-10047. Since it's physically impossible for you to leave this department or its adjoining dormitory, I must ask you to tell me how you came by this classified information, which has not been imparted to me, your head of department. I'm waiting for your explanation.
Yes, well, it's like this. You see, I may as well be honest. I've got a pal in one of the departments upstairs.
And the only way to contact him is by a most serious breach of our strictest security regulations. You use a communications network illegally.
Well, yeah.
Conduct of this kind by an ordinary cell like you is unheard of in the history of the entire establishment.
Yeah, well, we only have chats on the old sensory or voluntary motor systems when they're absolutely quiet. There's no other traffic, Super. There's no danger, is there?
I need hardly remind you of the seriousness of your offence. Who is your pal?
BC 147-4729.
BC, A brain cell, no less. Not a common or garden living cell. Not an LC like yourself.
I know it was wrong, Super, but think. My contact might be useful to you sometime. Short-circuit some of the red tape clogging normal channels might help the department.
I should think over my course of action, 47.
I mean, Super, we don't get much idea of what's really going on from here in parathyroids, do we? Now, for himself to understand what we feel like, he'd have to be trapped in a submarine on the seabed without any communications to the surface, wouldn't he?
I'm not fond of that analogy, 47, and I don't think it's entirely accurate.
No. On second thoughts, I don't think I am. At least himself would have a chance to escape from his submarine. There's no escape for us from here, is there? Except feet first.
I won't tolerate that kind of defeatist nihilist talk in my department. And anyway, on a point of fact, recent progress in medical science has made transplants possible.
Transplants, Supervisor? What's them?
A relocation of departments or even entire divisions with their attendant personnel in entirely new establishments. But enough this time wasting. Let's all get on with some work.
Hear that, 47? Transplants. They sound fantastic.
Yeah, transplants. The opiate of the cellular masses, if you ask me. You take my word for it. There'll be no life hereafter for the likes of you and me. Feet first, we'll leave here. Down the usual distasteful disposal shafts.
No harm in hoping, 47.
Oh, face facts, 1-3. Until you shuffle off this cellular coil, this dingy office workshop is your lot, mate.
You know, 47, I'm getting bad vibrations from you today. You're in a funny mood. Talking about submarine disasters and being generally pessimistic. I'm getting a funny feeling in my soliferous corns that something nasty's in store for us today.
Nothing ever happens here, 1-3, you dicko. It's totally boring. Now listen to those pipes humming their deadly routine hum. The old plumbing's doing its usual dependable job. All systems go. Oh, that's an expression I picked up, by the way, from my pal upstairs. He got it from one of himself's American friends.
47? You are deliberately neglecting your work.
Oh, no. No, I'm not really, Super. See, all I've got to do is absolutely dull and routine. Now, rather than spread the tedium thinly over the day, I prefer to pack it all off in half an hour later on.
There are limits to what I will tolerate from my subordinates in this department, 10047. You are very close to those limits now.
But look, Super, now, what I mean is the work here isn't very exciting, is it? Now, I'm a bright, young, living cell. But my biggest job in the month is a calcium estimate. It's pretty damn dreary stuff, isn't it?
Your work is important, if unspectacular.
Yes, but just imagine now, if I was somewhere like adrenals, concerned only with excitement and danger, or I'm waiting to shovel the old adrenaline out into the network. Oh, you lash it out and the pipelines constrict, the old gauges quiver upwards. The whole works throb at a faster level. Bang, 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 going for liftoff.
Perhaps one thing you've forgotten here is the department's superior situation. We enjoy a high frontal position in area neck. Adrenals division, on the other hand, are in a low position at the rear, in the lumbar region to be precise, immediately adjoining the decontamination and filter plants at area kidney.
Placing where you live above what you actually do is a bourgeois middle-aged attitude, if I may say so, with respect, Supervisor.
Yeah, but Supervisor's surely got a point, 47.
Well, for my cellular money at least, the overhead noises here make these highly desirable premises much less desirable. No cell in his right mind would want to live near a busy air duct.
Oh, well, that lets you out nicely, 47, because you're clearly not in your right mind.
Now, you watch it, 1-3, or I'll punch you up your flabby, soliferous throat. You know, if I was in my right mind, I'd be upstairs. More fitting for my intellectual qualities up there.
Ah, first adrenals division, now central executive. It seems you'd rather be anywhere than here, 47.
Oh, boy. Upstairs would be great. Power. Influence. Respect from yobos in the minor departments. The grey, computerised corridors of power. Cranium House. The white hall of our cellular world. Hello, hello. What's happening to the old plumbing?
Look, the lights are all burning brighter. Yeah, the gauges are going now. have they gone? This not only the red danger zone.
We can assume that nothing in the nature of a crisis is occurring as long as that red emergency sign remains unlit and the action station sign remains silent. Be quiet and wait.
Oh, talk of the devil. That was clearly the boy I was in Adrenal's division getting the action moving. I wonder what it could have been. Didn't last long. Perhaps some nutty cell fired off a dose into the network by mistake.
That's hardly likely, 47. Mistakes are not common in any department.
Yeah, well, I'll have to check with my pal upstairs. Yeah, I mean, I wonder if we might hear something later on.
It's time to return to our duties. This department wouldn't be informed in the normal way of such a minor adjustment to our metabolism. It would be interesting, of course, to know exactly what happened.
Hey! Don't just sit there like a duck in a cellular thunderstorm, 1-3. This could be the bit of excitement we've been hoping for.
My premonition's stronger than ever now. Something horrible's going to happen today.
Oh, great. Well, anything to break the monotony. I think I'll get onto my pal upstairs, just see if he knows anything. Is the old fool watching?
No. He's gone behind the hormone intake filing cabinet.
Oh. Well, right. I'll dial my mate BC1474729 on the voluntary motor circuit.
As morning supply consignments go, today's has been good, I think, Chief Engineer.
Aye, sir, it has, right enough. Bacon, eggs, coffee. They're all continuing to arrive steadily down the chute, sir.
Whoops. Got a cross line there, 1-3. Bit dodgy. Have to wait till later. Sniffy brain cell upstairs talking to fuel refinery and processing division by the sound of it. You know, the old sploosh, plop, splash lot.
Eh? Sorry, sir. I didn't catch that for the crackling.
Well, that's funny, Chief. We haven't sent down any crackling today.
I meant on the line, sir.
Ha-ha, Chief, I know. Just my little joke. I think we've got crossed with another call.
I see, sir. Very amusing, sir.
Anyway, Chief, all of us up here in Central Executive are interested to know your reaction to today's first fuel and raw materials delivery.
Fine, sir. Just fine. In itself.
We had more time than usual to think of you today.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure, sir, to see bacon, eggs, butter and coffee in the first consignment again. It's a wee while since I've been as fortunate as that.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
We've become accustomed to less, sir. Much less. And even to no morning delivery at all most of the time.
I sense a note of polite grievance in your voice, Chief, do I not?
Well, sir, with all due respect, the recent consignments have been erratic.
Well, Chief, you know how it is. We're a frantically busy up-and-coming bachelor business executive. We do things in a hurry, work late, sleep little.
Well, that's as may be, sir. But with due respect, with all due respect, sir, it's not going to be good enough.
What exactly do you mean?
You know, sir, as well as I, that it's not only the morning delivery that's been a bit haphazard. Two large measures of whiskey and a small quantity of bread and butter and ham at midday, hurriedly consigned, doesn't he make the most of the processing equipment at our disposal?
The problem, as you must know, Chief, is simply that we don't have the time.
Now, well, to put it bluntly, sir, the processing equipment's underemployed for most of the day.
But, Chief, it's often made up for later. Good, rich stuff, too. Your truffles, your caviar, your good wines. You can't complain at that, surely.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, sir, but I can. It's the wrong time late evening. And again, with due respect, it doesn't help us with the richness ratios. And another thing, I have to keep the lads up on overtime instead of giving them steady shifts.
But surely, Chief, during the day you've got pooled glucose reserves at the liver pool to call on, haven't you? That's what the pool's for.
Aye, sir. Aye, we've been calling on them frequently, and they're practically out of reserves. We're already converting fat stock from all other points, and that, as you must know, means an overall weight loss.
Surely it's not that bad, Chief.
Aye, sir, it is, I'm afraid. And my people dealing with alcohol don't get enough time off. Also, you know, it's not good for the pipes, all that. whiskey.
I can see your point, Chief Engineer, of course. But the decisions are made up here, remember that. I hope you're not forgetting your station.
I hardly think I could do that, sir.
Quite so, Chief. Quite so.
Well, what we'd like to see down here, sir, with great respect, is regular balanced deliveries 3 times daily. It's in our best interest. Otherwise, there might be trouble in the duodenum section of our pipeline.
Okay, Chief, I'll do what I can. but you know the physician up here. All real decisions originate from the inner sanctum of ego, and that's a mysterious law unto itself. We brain cells can only advise and recommend.
Aye, sir, thank you. I must get on now. There's plenty to do down here.
Giving you a hard time today, Chief, are they?
Ugh, shy, snooty, toffee-nosed, chinless wonders. Always throwing their officers and gentlemen's weight about, but try to get a decision out of them.
No joy, then, on more regular consignments, Chief?
Ah, no. The usual. We can only advise and recommend rubbish. For all the supposed intelligence and polished manners, they haven't a clue what or who really runs the show.
Frightening, really, isn't it, Chief? We all do these jobs every day, yet nobody really knows why, or for whom in the end, whether there's any point to our cellular lives.
Aye. But you can bet your cellular boots that idiot I've just spoken to is sitting there beside his quietly humming computer now, writing an advise and recommend memo, and not having a clue where he's sending it.
Chief is carping again about regularity of supplies. I suppose I'd better have a go at it. Chuck the advise and recommend memo pad over. There's a good chap.
Awful bore for you, old man. Then that's the lot of us brain cells here in Central Executive. Those in authority must do their duty, I always say.
If only we knew where these damned memos actually go to.
Where, who, or what is our mysterious ego? Oh, don't start philosophizing at this time of the morning, old man. It's far too early.
You have it. Another memo to ego inscribed in deathless cellular prose. Down the chute with you. Off you go, little memo, into the maze of grey computerized corridors, never to be seen again. To where ego resides, place of eternal mystery. I suspect even himself doesn't know. Nobody knows where ego resides in anybody.
Steady on, old man.
Cut open the entire establishment and you'll probably not find the vital center of our bureaucratic machine. At least that's what I've heard some of my egghead colleagues say. Baffling, really. Worries me, you know. Cover probably find your nucleus equally elusive.
Oh, do desist, old man. You're beginning to give me the collie wobbles today, you know.
Mysterious, ubiquitous, omnipresent, evanescent ego, where are you?
Look, old man, you're really giving me the creeps. You don't pack it in, I have to punch you smartly on the amino nucleic acid bag.
Charming. Fine manners for a senior brain cell to display to a colleague of equal rank.
I think we should get our minds back to our work. Oh, and by the way, while I think of it, that new young cell in the department, what's his name?
BC1474729.
Yes, that's him. Have you noticed how much time he seems to spend on the phone to those below stairs? You might check sometime what he's doing. Look, he's gossiping on it again now.
Yes, all right, old chap. I'll check on that sometime. But right now, I've got to do a report on the thalamus control computer. It's going on the blink.
Thanks, matey. Keep your snooty bosses on their toes up there. Yeah, bye for now.
Well, 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 1-3. What news do you think I bring to the parathyroid subdivisions from on high?
I can't begin to wonder, 47. Please bring light to our darkness.
Well, it'll surprise you. It was adrenals division firing off earlier on.
Oh, okay, okay. Come on out with it. What was it?
New secretary.
What do you mean?
What was it?
What did you say it was?
New secretary. What we were treated to, or should I say shaken out of our wits by, was himself's reaction to the first sight of his new secretary. She'd just come into the office. She's a temporary. The straight-laced old dear who normally does for him is ill.
Oh, what's she like then, this new one?
Well, according to information received from the observation outlets in the mighty twin optics unit, her LCs are really stacked, lads, really stacked.
Oh, go on, 47. Was that really what it was?
Yeah, sure. She's a regular dish of the most appetizing variety, I'm told, lads. Blonde, Tall, leggy, hippie, you name it, she's got it. And all beautifully curved.
From what we noticed here, I should think it was a case of lust at first sight.
Now, watch it, 1-3. 47 does the funnies in this department. Now, shut up and shove off, all of you. I want to think about herself.
Who?
Oh, crikey, you're so dim. Herself, the new secretary.
Oh, that's what you call her, is it?
Now, just imagine. A gently undulating, soft, fragrant, warm assemblage of feminine Elsie.
Oh, shut up, 47. You're making me hot under my cellular collar.
I wouldn't at all mind getting involved with something in that direction myself. Of course, to do that, I'd have to change direction in looking for a new job, wouldn't I?
I'm not quite with you, 47.
Oh, super. It's yourself. Well, yes, you know I was talking about a job upstairs in Cranium House earlier. I was just thinking that now, if instead I wanted to mix it a bit with a few female Elsies, I'd have to go down instead of up.
Down where, exactly?
Well, to the old glamour department, of course.
If, 47, you're referring to the specialist propagation units, I would be glad if you'd refer to them by that name. Your immoderate nomenclature is not becoming. Now, the rest of you, back to your desks at once. 1-3, give me the midday gauge readings.
Right, Supervisor. Gauges 1-10, normal at 12 midday readings, Supervisor. No trouble.
Thank you, 1-3. I'm pleased with your work. You're a good example to some other cells.
Oh, Duffer. You'll never understand what goes on outside these four parathyroid walls. He's not even curious, really.
Not like you, 47. You're a very curious cell.
I'll ignore your pathetic attempts at humour, 1-3. But I'd give a lot to know what's going on outside there in himself's office. I wonder if he's dictating to her.
Just sign it yours sincerely and do 2 copies. You got that all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, that you'll no doubt be glad to hear is the last letter until after lunch.
It's certainly been a busy first morning. But I've enjoyed it. I find I'm happier with a lot to do. I don't like sitting around painting my fingernails.
Well, in that case, I think we can make you very happy indeed while you're here. My regular secretary has been away 4 days and things have rather piled up.
Would you like me to work on through my lunch hour to get this batch done before this afternoon?
Would you? That's awfully kind. I tell you what, I'll send one of the juniors out for some sandwiches for you. Oh, please excuse me.
Shall I ask the junior to get something for your cold?
No, really, thank you. It's all right. It's only hay fever. It'll pass. I wonder if I dare ask you if you have anything arranged for this evening.
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact.
Well, I was wondering if you'd be willing to stay late. I've got these 2 enormous reports that should really be done tonight, as well as this pile of letters.
Oh, I'll gladly stay on.
I say you're really most kind. Might I afterwards show my gratitude by taking you out to dinner? I know a rather nice little French restaurant.
That would be lovely.
You know, 1-3, if ever I get transplanted, I know exactly where I want to go. Right into a soft, curvaceous mass of herself's deliciously feminine Elsies. Live like a sheik in a harem, I would.
What's led you to this flight of fancy, 47?
1-3, could you do the hourly gauges check, please?
Go on, then. Run along, you cellular goody-goody. I'll tell you when you get back. I've got a juicy bit of information from upstairs for you.
Coming, Supervisor. Gauges 1-10, all normal, an hourly check for 9 p.m.
Thank you, 1-3.
Yeah, all's normal, 47. It looks as if I was wrong about my premonition of impending doom.
Maybe. Maybe not.
What do you mean? Here, what's this juicy bit of information?
Well, the two things might not be unconnected. Well, you'll never guess, actually, unless I tell you.
Don't be so long-winded, 47.
Well, it's like this, you see, now. Himself, shy, lumbering bachelor that he is getting at it.
Getting at it? What do you mean?
Having a go, lining it up, pulling a bird. Don't you understand plain cellular English?
No, if that's plain, I don't. Can you be more specific about your call upstairs?
We're taking herself to dinner. Yes. Well, you've got to hand it to the clumsy great vertebrate. He hasn't let the grass grow under his feet this time, has he?
Well, he doesn't have much choice, does he? In the grip of his adrenals, isn't he? Just like all of them.
I told you, though, didn't I? Something was going to happen today. Right now, boring lives a bit. Now, this could be it, lads. This could be it.
It could be. When's all this due to happen, then?
Well, judging from the steady rhythm noticeable overhead, which experience and my pal upstairs have taught me to recognise as the mastication process, I'd say we were already at the restaurant beginning to nosh and knock back a bit of the old vino.
Very good, 47. You really think it's all begun?
Yes, of course it is. Looks like a spot of overtime tonight. At least for Chiefy and his morons down in the fuel refinery and processing. And, who knows where else?
Looks like a gala night, doesn't it, Chief?
Yeah, it does, big enough. Oh, there's something else new. What are the results of the test you've done so far? You've not chalked up anything on the arrivals board.
Well, that, Chief, is because of the sudden deluge.
Aye.
I've got the preliminary analysis here on my clipboard, though.
Sing them out.
To start the consignment, there was sherry, Amontillado, approximately 1 dram.
Aye.
Other liquids, wine, German white Neusteiner, 8 fluid ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Now beginning to arrive, wine, red, not yet positively identified. But early tests indicate Mouton Rothschild 29.
Ah, that's a rare good wine. This must be a very special night.
Under solids, we have confirmed Beluga caviar a few grams only. One of my chaps has made a guess at the so far uncertified main consignment, Pheasant Valley Doge.
Ah, well, it looks like another long spell of overtime tonight. And, I'll have a wee bet with you, Assistant Chief, that you'll be talking champagne on your blackboard before the night's out.
Right, Chief, you're on for a couple of drams.
Hello, Fuel Refinery and Processing Division. Overtime shift.
Well, Chiefy, my boy, trust you're happy with what Central Executive is doing for you tonight.
Aye, sir, there's some good quality raw material arriving, right enough.
I'm glad you're pleased, because there'll be plenty more before the night's out.
Very good, sir.
Oh, yes, indeed, Chief. In addition to goodies already arrived, there's pheasant d'Alsacienne with oyster stuffing, apple wings, buttered celery bundles, sesame potatoes. After that, probably crepe Suzette. And to finish with, guess what?
Champagne, sir.
Fantastic, Chief. How did you know? Yes, to finish with champagne. How about that?
Very good, sir. If that's all, I'll be getting back to work. There's a lot to do down here.
Yeah, quite, Chiefy, quite. Must keep the cellular nose to the duodenal grindstone, eh? And, talking of things duodenal, that point you made earlier today, I've written the memo. Can't do more, can we? Bye, Chief.
You look puzzled, Chief. What is it?
It's most peculiar. That plummy mouth not upstairs sounds as if they're off their heads. If I didn't know it was too early, I'd say they're all sloshed.
Sloshed, Chief?
Aye. Drunk. Stoned out of their minds. Only we haven't had enough booze for that. There must be some other explanation. Oh, by the way, it's Pheasant d'Alsacienne, not Valley Doge, so cut down on the alkali reagents.
Right, Chief.
You know, I could remember my old dad telling me something once. He said, any time himself goes off his head, and there seems to be no other logical explanation from down here, chances are he's got it bad for a sort of himself of the opposite sex, as it were.
I don't know anything about that. Only know it sounds as if they've all gone daft up there in Central Executive tonight. And they're continuing the heavy bombardment of this division.
Would you like a spot more champagne?
Thank you. Oh, you really are spoiling me.
It's no more than deserve after slaving over that hot typewriter all day and half the night as well. It was far above and beyond the call of duty for a temporary secretary.
I really quite enjoyed it. And being plied with champagne, caviar and roast pheasant afterwards is a pretty good reward. Do all your secretaries get this treatment?
Oh, no. No, this is my very own, once-only special award to industry. your industry today on my behalf.
Then thank you, kind sir.
I'm not sure it isn't partly a kind of design award as well.
Design award? You're not, I hope, accusing me of having designs on the box.
No. This award's probably in recognition of the considerable decorative effect you've had in my office today. Very eye-catching secretarial design.
Mm. Working with you is certainly good for a girl's ego. I'll soon be purring like a cat who's had the cream.
Like one who's had the crepe Suzette would be more accurate, wouldn't it?
All right.
I say, that's very realistic. You must have had practice.
Yes, I've got a very happy cat waiting for me at my flat called Maxine. I've brushed up my imitation listening to her.
Ah, and would she like a crepe Suzette if you took one home for her?
No, she'd definitely prefer cream.
All right. Waiter, could I have my bill, please? And as a special favour, do you think you could wrap up a small carton of cream from your kitchen for us to take home with us?
Certainly, sir. With pleasure.
Oh, really? Not content with spoiling me, you want to spoil my cat as well?
Well, at least I'm not sending her caviar. While we're waiting for the cream to come, perhaps we'd better finish off the champagne. And then I'll drop you off at your flat.
Gauges 1 to 10, all slightly above normal, but well within safety limits. 11 p.m. check.
Yes, supervisor. All right. Yes, okay.
Thank you, 135. Bye-bye.
Here. What are you up to, 47?
I just called him upstairs. It's like a madhouse up there tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, all the BCs seem to have gone spare. My power, too. You know... Bright, frivolous, terribly clever, and on form.
Why is that?
Ah, well, it's like this here, you see. Our dinner in the posh restaurant was a roaring success. We seemed to be making not half a big impression with herself. We were right at the top of our wits tonight. We were entertaining and amusing and charming and attentive and suave and debonair, all rolled into one.
But what's happening now, 47? Where are we at present?
Ah, well, we have been invited back to herself's flat, super. When I rang off, himself was demonstrating his obnoxious charm in a manner that was causing herself great giggles. He was, well, I ask you, playing with herself's pet Siamese kitten, Maxine.
I'll just open the window, I think. It's such a lovely warm night. Was that lovely, Maxine? Aren't you a lucky cat to have cream brought home for you?
What do you say, Maxine, for that lovely present, eh? Come here, let's see this beautiful cat. Ah, what a sleek beauty you are. Oh, yes, yes, you like that, don't you?
What a nice man he is, isn't he, Maxine? To bring you that lovely cream.
Oh, yes, Maxine, you're a beauty, all right. Just like your mistress, aren't you?
Fever. Cat's fur always aggravates.
Are you all right?
Yes, yes, I shouldn't have picked up the cat with his hay fever, that's all.
But you're all right now?
Yes, yes, I'm quite all right.
Would you please come and look at Maxine?
Oh, yes.
Well, it looks like that sudden outburst of hay fever has stopped now. What next?
Well, I would say we can now return our attention to the main business of the evening. Hello, hello, hello. Talk with a silly little devil? Looks like we're moving in. I strongly suspect the kitten has now been cast aside, and our attention turned to the smooth, sensual LCs of her scope.
Why?
Now, steady on, 1-3. You're not really in the right department for this.
Do you really think, 47, we are going...
I'm a bit worried by these gauges. They're standing rather high.
Oh, I can't resist it. I'll have to ring upstairs.
Those lights are burning very bright, Super, I may say.
You can forget your erotic theory, 47. From experience, I'd say this activity denotes an approaching emergency of quite a different...
Yeah, righto. Thanks.
Right, sir.
It's all because of that bloody cat.
What happened?
Well, the gaudy little creature took fright when himself did his explosive hay fever bit. He jumped straight out of the window.
It's now mewing pitifully on the ledge outside. And a fearless male person in whom we reside is attempting, despite his hay fever, to impress the lady by rescuing it.
But that doesn't explain all this.
Yes, it blooming well does. The flat is 14 stories up. And we, God help us, are now crawling out along the ledge to rescue the idiotic creature.
I want you all to watch the emergency sign closely and listen for the action station shooter. You all know what's expected of you in a crisis situation.
Yes, Supervisor.
I've got an horrible feeling. Those two things are going to go off soon.
Oh, God. We're going to fall off that ledge. I know it. I want to be transplanted. Now, quick.
No, be quiet. Prepare yourself for the emergency procedures.
Remember what I said about how it felt in a sunken submarine? Now,
the gauges are moving into the red danger zone.
Remember, the role of this department in an emergency is a secondary one. We shut down consumption of all vital fuels to assist those departments directly involved.
Look, the red emergency sign, come on.
Action stations, all hands to control levers now. Cut oxygen intake to minimum.
Oxygen intake minimal, Supervisor.
Stop production.
Production closed down, Supervisor.
Close calcium and carbon dioxide outlets.
Outlets closed.
Muffle outside sounds and lights to dim.
Roger, Supervisor.
All right. All back to your places and fasten your seatbelts.
I wonder what the devil's happening out there.
Quiet.
Testing. 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 One, two, three, over.
Good heavens. An all-stations announcement from the Sixth Sense Wall Tannoy. First time it's ever been used in my lifetime.
Stand by for absolute priority message from Ego.
Oh, shh.
An extremely serious situation has arisen. We are at present hanging by our fingertips from a ledge 14 stories high above London. We came close to falling. Assume the present unfavorable position. I want to ask all of you to make the greatest possible effort to contribute to the attempt to hold on until help arrives.
Well, what can we do? We're flipping helpless in here.
Silence, 47.
I know you run yourselves, most of the time, independently of anything I might do. But now a supreme joint effort is required. Otherwise, there will be no question of your running yourselves in future. Thank you, everyone.
You see now, 47, the importance of your work. The strength of your well-maintained 206 bones is vital to our endurance.
Yes. Yes, of course, I hadn't thought of it like that.
It's murder not knowing. You were right, 47. It's like being in a sunken submarine. If only we knew what was going on out there.
Oh, do try to hold on.
Get back. You'll fall out of the window yourself if you try to pull me in.
Oh, please, try to hold on. I've called the police and the fire brigade.
The blasted cat's gone back in on her own, look.
Yes, oh, dear.
I don't know how long I can hold on. My fingers keep slipping.
Oh, please, try, please. Oh. Oh, shut up, Maxine.
My right hand's going numb.
Oh, I could get a grip.
Oh. No, please get back and let go.
Oh, good heavens. I just can't help you. I'm sorry. Do try to hold on.
Seems to be happening. And this silence is eerie. I've never known parathyroid so quiet.
Well, thank your lucky stars, one free. At least we're alive so far.
My God! What the earth is that?
We must have slipped from the ledge!
We're turning end over end!
Oh! Watch out for the flying furniture! Hey! What goes on now? We should be going out of
here! Yes, Daddy!
Oh, no. You're falling again.
We
seem to be turning over and over.
We seem to have made it.
Wait, listen. Unfasten your seatbelts and move to lever positions. We'll try to switch the lights back up. This is a crucial test. If they don't come on, we'll know for sure. Wait till I give the order. Now, light! Oh, good. The lights are okay. Back to your seat.
Thank heavens. At least we're alive.
Yeah. Hey, wait! What's happening now? The lights are flickering again. You spoke too soon. Oh, hell! Now they've gone out. I can't see a thing.
Try not to be alarmed. It's not total darkness, you know. I detect a strange blue quality in it.
Oh, I think we're dead. And this is hell. Stand by to repel demonic cellular borders.
I can't help thinking. This is not the deep indigo darkness that one remembers from total unconsciousness experienced on the rugged field. Perhaps a soft impact was achieved.
Yeah, but that's not possible, Super, with a solid pavement below.
I can't see anything. I can't see. I do hope we're not dead.
Super, do you think himself has any idea what we're like?
He's aware of our existence. He knows his cells have individual lives. But I don't suppose he knows much more. They're still researching into our nature and the work we do.
Do you think he really cares about us?
About as much as himself's government cares about him, I would guess. And that always seems to be more at times of national emergency, like now when a joint effort is needed.
Yeah. And I suppose we need him too at times like this. Oh, come on, himself. Make a big effort.
The light! The light! Come on!
I bet you look pale if you fall 100 feet into a fireman's sheet.
Bring him this way, Sandfair, please, so they can bring the gentleman through.
Yeah, thanks, Inspector. My men made a good catch from that height. I think he's coming round.
Oh, what in God's name happened to me? Oh, yes, a blasted hay fever. I should have stayed at home.
Well, that's, sir, you're all right. You fell, but the fire chief here managed to get his men underneath in time to field you cleanly. We're just taking you to hospital for a checkup.
You were very lucky, sir.
Please. Darling? Huh? Oh, darling, are you all right?
I'm not sure. I think so. They're going to give me the once-over in hospital.
You can travel with him in the ambulance to the hospital, miss.
Oh, thank you. Are you sure you're all right?
Yes, I'm a bit shaken, but I'll be all right. Especially if you keep on calling me darling.
Oh. Hey, there's a lot to be said for hospital, you know, chief assistant. The right richness ratios, protein and carbohydrate stocks balanced, supplies consigned as regular as clockwork. Hello? Fuel refinery here.
Just thought I'd let you know, Chief, we're leaving hospital tomorrow. Just 3 days' observation, you know. No serious damage.
Thank you, sir. I hope this won't mean a return to erratic supplies again.
No, Chief. There's more good news yet. You'll be pleased to hear the entire establishment is being merged.
You mean there's been a takeover bid for us, sir?
In a manner of speaking. We're being merged very soon with an establishment known popularly as Herself. The name was coined by some bright spark in parathyroid subdivision, I think.
Very interesting, sir, but how will that affect us down here?
Well, Chief, I believe these mergers tend to change the whole style of one's operation. Regular consignments of high-quality supplies to you 3 times a day and manufactured exclusively by Herself.
That sounds very good, sir. I'm a chap so very pleased to be back on regular shifts.
Beg pardon, Chief.
Granted, sir. Bye for now.
some more nice, hot, weak, sweet tea, Chief. None of your corrosive scotch these days. Good, eh?
But I hope he doesn't go in the wagon altogether. However, in case he does, I do have a contingency plan.
Contingency plan, Chief?
Aye. In this cupboard with the enzyme gauges, a bottle of the best scotch kept for my own medicinal purposes. You lost your bets about the champagne, but I'll allow you a wee nip, and I'll have one myself.
Well, 1-3. We're leaving hospital today. Also, as I predicted, nuptials with herself will follow shortly.
Will you want your pal upstairs?
Pal? Upstairs, 1-3. Like myself, my contact in Central Executive has been promoted. Several elderly members of his department died of shock in the crisis, too. He is Assistant Supervisor of Environmental Studies Department. I'll thank you to refer to him as such.
All right. Yeah, it was sad about our old super, wasn't it? Not a bad old stick. And even you went grey overnight, 47. I mean super.
Supervisor, please. Yeah. 1-3. No, he wasn't a bad old sort, really. Oh, I miss him a bit. What do you think of our new recruits, by the way?
Well, young-looking, of course. Mm. I expect they'll shape up.
Yes, that pair at the back, now they're always muttering together. What are they up to?
No idea, 47. A super. Why not creep over? They got their backs to you.
Yeah. Oh.
Flipping heck.
What a complacent crowd of boring old cronies.
We got ourselves into a right useless job here.
I heard that, LC 100654. You may be new here, but there are certain things you may as well learn quickly. The work done by myself and this department played a very large part in our surviving the recent major crisis. Hardness of 206 bones.
Hello, the cat rescuing moron is up and about again. Sounds like his old lady has just arrived and popped behind the screen for a quick snog.
Enough of that disrespectful language. Get on with your work. I want those calcium estimates for the next month finished by the time we are to start.
In Himself by Anthony Gray, Living Cell 10047, the bright spark of the parathyroid subdivision, was played by Nigel Anthony, and his friend, Living Cell 10013, by David Valor. Supervisor, Parathyroids, James Thomason. Chief Engineer, Fraser Carr. His assistant, Anthony Vickers. First Brain Cell, Rolf Lefevre. Second Brain Cell and Ego, John Rye. And Living Cell 100654, a brash new cell, Sean Probert. Himself was David Timpson, and herself, Diana Bishop. Other parts were played by John Bull, Anthony Vickers, Sean Probert, and Stephen Fawn. Special effects were by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Other effects by David Greenwood, and technical assistance by Jock Farrell. The play was produced by Betty Davis.